Down here in Australia. Down here in Australia, there's heaps of poisonous snakes that hang out in the undergrowth, especially around the lakes. You got to make sure you stomp real hard so that they get scared off. Because if you surprise them, mate, that's when they get pissed off. So if you go bushwalking down under, be careful around long grass, because a death adder might just jump out and bite you on the ass. Down here in Australia, there's heaps of jellyfish. They're not actually fish though. You won't find them in a seafood dish. Instead, you see them swimming around in the sea so blue, waiting in the coastal water to sting the shit out of you. If you ever touch a box jelly, screaming is strongly advised, because in 30 seconds flat, you'll be fully paralysed. Down here in Australia, there's heaps of venomous spiders that creep over everything. They're the world's best hiders. They sometimes get inside your house and lay eggs everywhere. When you go to bed at night, they spin webs in your hair. A deadly bite has the redback. Massive size has the huntsman. And beware of the trapdoor spider. It'll drag you down into its dungeon. Down here in Australia, there's heaps of crocodilians who have taken over the waterways. There's literally hundreds of millions. It used to be only in the north, but now the whole place has croc attacks. A guy even got killed in a Burger King, or as we call it, Hungry Jack's. Now, if you dream of coming here on holiday, I really don't want to spoil it, but they've been known to come up your sewer pipe and snap you when you're on the toilet. Down here in Australia, there's heaps of red wild dogs, and are known as dingoes. They won't tell you this in your travel logs. These bastards are the real deal. They don't do no pretending. They'll run up to you from behind and bite your Achilles tendon. You really got to watch out for them, especially if you're a mum lady, because in the dark of night they'll come and kidnap your young baby. Down here in Australia, there is the rare drop bear. So if you're camping in the outback, watch your ass out there. They're related to the koala, but much bigger and fatter. They're attracted to the smell of campfires and the sounds of people's chatter. They hide up in tree branches, then drop down on you. Backpackers are crushed every year when they leave their group for a poo. Down here in Australia, we have a species called the bogan. It drinks VB, drives a V8 ute, and likes to quote Paul Hogan. It styles its hair into a mullet and smokes Winfield Blues. It's often found in a flannel shirt that shows off tribal tattoos. The bogan's found all over the country, in every city and state. You'll know it by its territorial call. What the fuck you looking at, mate? Yeah. So if you come down to Australia, just keep your wits about you, because everything I told you here is completely true. Don't act like a fuckwit if you go off the beaten trail, and don't piss off the critters, because then they'll bite, sting, squash and bash you. Like a dinner, you'll be done. So with all of that in mind, folks, enjoy Australia and have fun.